one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
You don't get to talk to Brock Lesnar. I talk for Brock Lesnar, okay? My client's actions tonight were wanton and reckless. I can't deny it. It's a part of recorded history. And for those actions, I apologize to Rey Mysterio and Dominic and their entire family. But if you want someone to blame, don't blame us. Blame Vince McMahon. Blame the ownership and the management of WWE for allowing me to schedule Brock Lesnar on the Raw season premiere when you know Brock Lesnar is in fight mode. This Friday night, there's a lot of wannabe tough guys in WWE. There's a lot of wannabe tough guys in this industry outside of WWE. There's a lot of wannabe tough guys in mixed martial arts. There's a lot of wannabe tough guys in professional sports, and not one of them can do a damn thing about what Brock Lesnar did tonight to Rey Mysterio and Dominic, and not one of them can do a damn thing about what Brock Lesnar's going to do this Friday on the SmackDown premiere on Fox to Kofi Kingston. You want to see history get made? Kofi Kingston can thank God every night for the power of positivity and his talent, but the devil thanks me because my client Brock Lesnar lines up the victims like Rey Mysterio, like Dominic, like Kofi Kingston, because this Friday on Fox, this is not a prediction, it's a spoiler. You will hear these words: your winner and new reigning, defending, undisputed WWE Heavyweight Champion of the World, Brock Lesnar.
Sorry.
Oh, damn. I slipped my disc in my back again. Oh, shit.
Why doesn't Surfer call in at the appropriate time? All right, Tony C, prepare yourself. I got to bring on the silver one, so do your ablutions, Tony C. Here we go. All right, we're going to bring in now, bring in somebody that doesn't call in on time. But anyways, we'll talk to him in a second. Tuesday night, October 1st, 2019, episode 612 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantemradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, and a plethora of other platforms, including Spotify and things like that. The chat room! Look at this! Is that Nick German? And who the hell is Bob is your uncle? Well, let's see. Maybe I will prove you right. I don't know. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Anyways, first Tuesday in the month of October. Busy month in the world of wrestling, and we're going to talk about everything that's on the plate, on the agenda. And with that, we say hello. As always, I'm Double A, and over to my left, or right, I don't know where he's sitting because, you know, he's up there in Central Florida, Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we've got the silver one who calls in late.
Good evening, everyone. I had to find my headphones.
Yeah, all day to find them here.
Don't you hang them in the same place every day?
Yeah, well, when they're not in the spot they're supposed to be, then you got to go get them.
Double A, if I don't know if you know, but this is a best of SmackDown on FS1 right now.
Really? Well, let's go to FS1 because I was wondering that there was no wrestling on right now.
Well, there's
been some wrestling on. It was some
wrestling with access.
Oh, it's on, well, I don't have Access TV.
It was on TNT about
that I know. Here we go, SmackDown's Greatest Hits.
And it looks like it's going to be on for the next, the WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's the preview show for All Elite.
Look at that. I'm pretty impressed. Okay. Anyways.
I'm getting my grinded my gears this weekend by the damn WWE on Fox.
Now we're gonna talk. We're gonna be brisk today. Of course, if you're listening to us live, welcome, welcome, welcome. The chat room is rocking and rolling. Go to rantemradio.com if you want to be a part of the chat room. Also, don't forget that tomorrow night we will be live at the conclusion of whichever broadcast goes off the air last. Meaning, tomorrow night, the premiere of AEW on TNT, AEW Dynamite on TNT, and limited commercial interruptions, 2 hours, NXT Live on the USA Network. They're scheduled to go off the air at 10:15. That's according to several TV guide sources across North America. So it's going to be a busy day today. 90-minute show today, probably. Tomorrow night we'll be on the air at the conclusion of the final show that goes off the air. So you're talking around 10:15-ish if everything stays true. And we'll talk for an hour about everything that we saw and we encountered. And then on Friday, SmackDown will be live on Fox. And this network will be live when Fox goes off the air. Now, still got to iron out the details, but either way, you probably will hear from us. You're definitely going to hear from Phil and the gang. So you definitely want to tune in Friday after Fox goes off the air for a recap of what went down over there at the Staples Center in Los Angeles.
So is this going to be a 2.5-hour show every week?
Who?
SmackDown.
What 2.5-hour show?
It starts at 7:30.
That's a pre-show.
No, the pre-show's at 7 o'clock.
It's a red carpet, blue carpet special. It's not the actual show, you fool.
Oh.
Did you read?
No, I'm only going by my guide.
Your guide is wrong. Says, that's why everything's messed up in Philadelphia.
That's why. It has
nothing to do with that. Everybody has the same guide if you got Fios.
Uh-oh.
You have, how many people in the room have Fios? Raise your hand.
Not I.
I don't see any hands.
It's better than Comcast.
Well, that's what I have. Phil, what network, what cable company do you cable with?
I have Spectrum, but I'm having an issue. I got my headphones are not connecting. Clear right back.
All right.
Did you ask him who he cables with?
Yes, I did.
Not who his cable provider is.
No. And if you're, by the way, if you have Dish, you won't be watching SmackDown this Friday because guess what? Fox said, screw you, Dish. If you don't pay us more for the carriage, you're not going to get Fox. Yeah. So
what is it with Dish TV that every other month they lose channels?
All Fox and all the ancillary channels that go along with it are currently not on Dish Network.
So. Like a month ago, DirecTV didn't have NBC. I mean, CBS didn't have CBS.
It happens. This is what is the network makes a lot, and the cable company wants a few more pennies.
They're cut.
They want their cut.
They want
to. But I think it's also like that the cable company don't want to go up too much in price because that just people can't afford it.
No, but here's the thing: the way I understand it. And I'm going to bring Phil in here again. The way I understand things. Hold on, I got to dump Phil out, it looks like. And that's somebody vibrating like crazy. That must be Surfer.
I don't know what
text message from his bae.
Okay. The way I understand it, when the cable companies go into a dispute, or it goes into a dispute with the network, they're fighting sometimes for one penny. Now, how does this why would you fight for such a small amount? Well, do the math. If you got 2 million people that's under your umbrella at a penny a piece, that's $200,000. So, I think, right? I did the math right. Something like that. Some shit like that. Anyways. Yeah,
millionaires and billionaires fight over money and we get screwed.
It's true. And with that, we say hello to the impact player, Mr. Philip J. Rea, who has to plug it in a little bit harder.
You got to go down to that next phone booth. You keep trying all these phone booths.
Cable getting to a point where it's like people are paying like $300 for it to watch TV.
Yeah, the premiere of SmackDown when Triple H won the title.
But he was a champion.
Yes, he was.
He beat The Rock. He retained.
Oh, that's right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, because of Shawn Michaels.
Yep.
So
now, can we get into what's grind of my gears this week?
That wolf.
I know we got to get into quick.
Is it that Wolf had to go in on
during, on a Saturday
on a Saturday during Rosh Hashanah?
That was very disrespectful too. Wolf Blitz will come in on a Saturday afternoon.
But
another thing that happened Sunday was I'm sitting there watching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the L.A. Rams.
And I see
Pam Oliver on the sideline. And guess who pops up blonde hair ass up on my sideline?
Charlotte.
Dean Ambrose's wife.
Oh, Renee. Oh, that's right.
On my sideline during my football. Then we go to halftime.
Get used to it.
I did see her post something on Instagram, yeah.
Then we go to a halftime promo. You got Kurt Menefee and Terry Bradshaw.
Talking about the man.
And that freaking Becky Lynch is just over there. Now, this is what I don't want on Fox. Y'all not finna saturate my airwaves.
Oh, you gonna get Braun Strowman doing commentating during the game.
Cause this is ridiculous. This is not ABC. I mean, USA, we ain't never see The Rock in his heyday on the episode of Law and Order SVU. Or Up All Night, one of them damn shows back in the day. I don't need Braun Strowman, like you said, popping up on Empire. Talking about he worked for, what's that record? What's that record?
He's going to be bodyguard for Lucius Lyon.
That's what I'm saying. What's the name of that damn, I can't think of the name of
Tom
the record
Brady.
Label.
Oh, he's the man.
Lamar Jackson?
He's the man.
What about Baker Mayfield?
He's also the man.
Guys, I'm sitting right here.
Okay.
You see what I'm talking about? You see what I'm saying? It could be overkill. Like, okay, this is what they got going on right now on FS1. They're messing around with FS1.
Well, what would be on right now on FS1 otherwise?
Something pertaining to real sports, okay? We understand that wrestling is
the marriage
wrestling.
Is there. Get used to it.
Listen,
they ain't got it saturated, though.
But just this is going to – watch. You're going to see how quickly this dies off, though.
If you kicked out $1 billion, you'd saturate it too.
No, hell I wouldn't, because the people get tired of it.
I read an article today that Fox is studying wrestling heavily and that they've got their hand in this cookie jar very deep. So,
but this ain't even good wrestling they study it.
Well, you know what? We're going to see what happens Friday night.
I mean, Jesus Christ on a cracker.
You know?
I mean, That's that really threw my Sunday in the loop, seeing all these Becky Lynch and Renee next to Pam Oliver. We don't need Renee next to Pam Oliver.
It would have been funny to see Dean there. And I see you brought your husband, but he doesn't work for WWE. He works for another company. He works for the competition.
And you know, Pam don't pay. You know, those people don't pay attention to no wrestling outside the promos. So I see you have your husband here. That would be awesome.
She breaks kayfabe.
No, Pam. No, Pam.
Now, see, I'm waiting for the game where somebody's running down the sideline about to score. Then a big arm comes out of nowhere and clothesline the football player.
How so before Brock Lesnar get that football itch again?
I doubt you're going to see anybody, any more WWE on football games other than a promo.
Look who's on the sideline.
Other than a promo for, you know, the upcoming event. Now, Thursday night, you'll get something very heavy.
It's going to be overkill.
It's going to be overkill on Thursday, because what is Thursday's game?
The Seahawks and the Rams.
Okay, there you go. They're right. Where's it going to be? In L.A.?
In Seattle.
Oh, in Seattle. Okay. Well, that's not too far from L.A. So.
But what is?
Tell you, you're gonna get football players entering the Royal Rumble. Not the Royal Rumble, but the
you're right.
The Battle Royal WrestleMania.
Well, we'll see what happens.
How soon before
Sam Donald
game? We see Brock Lesnar back on the sideline for the Minnesota Vikings.
Now, tomorrow, I want to make a programming note. Tomorrow, 7:30 on WWE.com and, of course, all WWE social media platforms will be the NXT pre-show. I just wanted to make that also as we talk about things going on here. But, yeah, it is overkill, I will admit. But, hey, what are you going to do? Everybody, they've got a WWE superstar every day this week on Fox and Friends.
Oh, my God. Why would they go over now?
Well, Kofi started the week, and he was, you know, he kicked it off. Well,
they probably called Kofi a color. Stephanie
was on TV this morning on First Things First.
Kofi, how does it feel to be a color? I mean, the first African-American world champion.
You know Chris Carter wouldn't say nothing like that.
Kofi was on, let's see, First Things First on...
That's not bad with Nick Wright and Chris Carter.
And so was Stephanie. That was this morning.
She was on this morning, but Kofi was on Fox and Friends on Monday.
What if your boy would have called in? Excuse? Hey, no. Good morning.
Yeah, I would have left who's that to that, Seth Rollins.
Who's that color? I mean, who's that guy sitting on the couch with you there?
And there's Stephanie.
Well, Mr. President. He had his ass called in.
It's gonna, and you know the promo is gonna be extremely heavy now that it's been confirmed that The Rock will be on SmackDown.
God. Why?
This coming Friday, because it's his show.
It's not his show. He invented the word, but
it's his show.
Come on,
he ain't. Oh, he ain't
again. $1 billion said they'll bring back anybody they need to get this show off right.
On a Friday night.
He might not even be there live. He might be via satellite.
He will be there live.
Okay, I don't have a problem with that.
That Kofi and Brock match ain't ending clean. So.
No, it's not.
And I think that's bad booking now. If AEW, if I can give y'all one thing to do that WWE does that I hate, they put on these title matches and they know they're not going to end with a winner. It's insulting to the wrestling fans' intelligence. Don't do that. If you're putting on title matches, and that's what we used to love about WCW, AA. I know you agree with me.
Last night there were three title matches on Raw.
And I'm talking about the world title. On Nitro, it was a possibility that the world title could change hands.
Well, yeah. Craig Pittman came very close to beating the Nature Boy on Saturday night.
I don't expect the title to change hands every time there's a TV match.
But I'm not saying
you do want a conclusion. I see what you're saying about that.
No, I'm talking about not only a conclusion. Like, okay. In the heyday, when the Giant fought Ric Flair, Ric Flair had Woman and Liz in his corner. They could easily went with a DQ finish, but they let the Giant win the title.
Hey, that's because he was giving it up to Hulk Hogan.
What?
Shouldn't he give up the title to Hulk Hogan?
But that's neither here nor there. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? The title changed hands.
Right, and then he fought Hulk Hogan. How long after that did he fight Hulk Hogan at Hog Wild?
2 months later.
Right, so that was the reason why he won the belt.
It still happened. Okay, of course, every title change happened for a reason. Pretty much to get it to somebody else. But I'm just saying. Even the Raws from back in the day in the Attitude Era, Mankind win the title. Triple H win the title on Raw. When the last time the hell, AJ Styles, the last time the title changed hands on TV. And that's ridiculous. I mean, you gotta have some, at least give somebody a thought. Everybody knew Bray White was going to interfere in that match last night.
That wasn't the problem. That was him interfering wasn't the problem with that match. It was the other bizarre stuff going on.
But I'm talking about with the finish. But I'm just saying.
But listen, the finish would have been fine had it just come from, the match was still going on, and then, you know,
the finish,
both wrestlers are hurt, and then that happens. But that, you got that all that.
He do that every week.
But I'm saying, you got all that other stuff before Bray Wyatt came out. They just stopped the match for, 5-10 minutes?
We'll talk. Getting what I'm saying.
I'll talk about who was in the limo in a minute, Lee.
You not hearing what I'm saying. When you have title matches on a hotly contested show like a Raw or a Nitro or whatever.
But you can't expect the title to change hands a week out from a pay-per-view.
Why shouldn't it? They did it with AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan.
They've done it a few times, Surfer.
They've done it. They did it because they didn't want Brock Lesnar to fight the same person.
Listen, Kofi has no title match right now set for Hell in a Cell on Sunday.
Exactly.
So anything's possible.
But the point of the matter is, if you're having title matches with big name, with a pretty big... Now, Seth Rollins fighting a jobber like Double A said, Craig Pitbull Pittman, somebody like that. Of course. But Rusev is over.
He's over if now.
Rusev winning that title and then Rollins.
The man is probably in the best shape he's ever been.
Oh, that, yes. I can't take that away from him. We're gonna see. It's going to be interesting.
He looks slimmed down. He don't look bulky.
Well, and he's an American citizen now. So...
Oh my God!
So that's why
you got to worry about the wall.
That's why he got married. That's
so he can become American citizen.
American to a Russian citizen.
That's why he.
I said citizen.
That's why
I
he's
know
on.
What you said.
That's why citizen. He's on. That's why he's on Team Hogan. Because
he's a real American.
He's a real American now.
But anytime I hear that, and can I say this? Anytime I hear that song and I hear that dude screaming, it just. Tickles my face.
So they having a team on team match.
Yeah.
In Saudi Arabia and not at the Survivor Series.
Yep.
They're gonna do both.
You just ruined the Survivor Series, you ask me.
Hey man, the Saudi prince said, "I want Flair Hogan ass here. I get that.
To
be here."
Okay, but you're taking your centerpiece of your pay-per-view, and you're doing it ahead of time, and then people are not going to care as to what team they put together.
We're going to get to
Survivor Series.
We're going to get to all that because we're all over the place right now.
But Double A, I was talking about that song and that part in Hogan's song that guy says, "American."
What?
Start hollering.
Wait, hold on.
In that real American,
I am a real American. Fight for what's
That right there? Fight for your life. Is that what you're talking about?
No, the one where you say, American.
Oh, that's his WCW song.
No. He said in that song, too. Yeah.
Oh, there.
That's the woman in the background.
That's a woman.
About.
That's a woman, not a guy. Anyways.
But in both of them songs, somebody hollering like they lost their damn
mind. Yeah. Anyways, you'll definitely hear this on Friday.
Why don't you sing? Because we are live. We are live, live on The Rock Show, live on SmackDown.
Okay. You'll hear that on, you're going to hear that on Friday. Anyways.
Oh, my God. Why we can't hear? He's American made on SmackDown.
Now, can I want to play something for you, and you tell me what do you think, all right?
American made.
No, I want you to listen to this, and you tell me what you think.
Is that a new SmackDown film?
Now, that is the intro for AEW Dynamite tomorrow night.
AEW Dynamite.
I gotta tell you, so I have not been impressed by much by AEW, but I did like the theme song.
Well, listen, you shouldn't expect too much out the gate. I mean, give them a chance to build up.
They're
gonna be putting on better shows.
Wait a minute, hold it. They have been selling themselves as God's gift to wrestling for the last year, and that they were going to bury NXT.
So Double A, basically, what you're saying is you grading them on a very high curve.
Because here's the, you know what's going to happen, and I said this weeks ago. What's going to happen is AEW, I'm telling you right now, go back to about 3 weeks ago, I said it, and you can quote me October 1st, 9:30 at night on this program, AEW will win the ratings tomorrow night. That right there is guaranteed. Why?
Yeah, because they are,
it's the first show, it's a new product. And what's going to happen is people like the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega will go out and they will be, oh, we beat NXT. Cody has gone out on record said he's not going to disparage NXT. And, which I applaud. Thank God. He's the only mature one in the group that went out. I'm not going to say anything bad about NXT.
Yeah, because that could fail. He might need to get a job with the WWE one day.
I don't think he'll go back to the WWE.
They're going to piss Vince off, and Vince going to come over there and buy him.
He can't buy him out.
Who?
Not Vince.
Man, please.
The owner got billions too, you know.
But yeah, so tomorrow night
you got Vince McMahon, but
yes, he do.
I do like the song.
Hey, listen, the guy who owns the Jaguars, his son is bankrolling this. They got plenty of money.
So you mean to tell me they got more money than Vince McMahon? Yes. You just signed a deal with Fox?
No, that I don't believe.
No, this man is a billionaire heir. He got billions. Hmm. It's no joke. You can't buy a football franchise if you ain't
Vince McMahon bought a whole
rolling in the dough.
Damn league.
And then that football franchise alone is probably worth more than the WWE.
Wow.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
Let's see. Net worth, real quick before we say hello to Phil. Net worth of WWE. Let's see. Net worth of WWE is... No, I want the WWE net worth. As of right now, WWE's net worth in 2019 is $5.7 billion.
That's a nice chunk.
Okay. Hold on.
Khan is 20.
How much?
6.8.
So he's got a hair more than the McMahons.
No, that's how much money he got.
His net worth is $6.8 billion. 60.
Okay,
dude, on Forbes 400.
Okay, so Vince McMahon company alone is worth that much.
You know what? I'm just gonna put it to perspective. Okay. WWE was founded, the exact date, February 21st, 1980. That's the date on here, on this website. In 1990, Vince was probably worth $20 million, if that. Maybe $30 million. And he was being, head up against, or he was being competed against by a billionaire, and Vince beat the billionaire ultimately.
And my point is,
so it's not it's not impossible, Surfer.
No, I'm not talking about who will beat who. I'm just saying,
no,
Vince can just roll in there and just decide to buy it for this guy. The guy don't need the money.
$1 billion. That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, with the WWE being worth $5.8 billion, if they wanted to, they could go in there and make an offer on AEW
and pay
right
penny,
now.
And pay for the company as it sits right now. Yes,
and that's right. That's my point.
You're right.
That's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing that I don't like that's going on with AEW is they do a lot of. This is prestigious. This is going to be the most prestigious title in wrestling type thing, and they don't have anybody. I just watched that AEW special on TNT where Brandi Rhodes, who is the Stephanie McMahon of that organization.
She's
the black Stephanie McMahon. She said that the AEW Women's Championship is going to be the most prestigious women's championship in all of wrestling. Well, there's no champion yet. How could you go out on record and say that, you know? But anyways, with that, Phil!
Howdy.
What up?
What's going on, fellas? How's everybody doing?
You sound like you got a bounce in your voice today.
You sound like you're on a jail payphone, man.
I'm sorry. How about now?
Oh, much better.
A little better, yeah.
But I got a brand new phone, and even though it's probably the best Android that they have, it's still having a hard time navigating.
Oh, well.
So.
So, are you tickled to death about this week in wrestling?
I am. You know what's funny? I want to call in too, because I got a couple of text messages from casual fans. When I mean casual,
yeah.
I mean my best friend Will has a full card of wrestling in about 30 years.
That he Will Sweeney? Watched,
yes, sir. He just watched special TNT. Didn't know that Cody was Dusty's son. He said, that Cody kid, he texted me. He goes, is that Dusty? Yeah. He goes, this thing looks really interesting. And then they were showing clips. He's like, I may have to watch. Now this is the second person in a week that hasn't watched wrestling in a gazillion years. And no input from me. I didn't say, hey, you got to watch this, or hey, you got to put this on. They are they're interested.
People, it's that new hotness, man.
Yeah,
here's the thing. You've got promos all over Fox, as Tony C said earlier.
Saturated.
Depending on what market you're in, you've got market-specific commercials inserted in the actual broadcast, meaning you could be watching
with a pink jacket and all.
A WWE-produced television show, but somewhere in the commercials, a spot was inserted for AEW. Or you're watching an ancillary show on, let's say, Fox that has nothing to do with wrestling, and here comes an AEW spot that they bought and paid for and inserted in the local market because it didn't air throughout the entire country. Last night during Raw, my commercial breaks were full of AEW commercials.
Let me ask. Let me play devil's advocate. You guys a question, and I asked this to my friends too over the weekend. I actually asked Rob and the boys. Just let me ask you a question. Is a lot of people cynical about this whole thing because we have too much information about it, or at our fingertips, or the dirt, or the stuff like the ads on TV and stuff like that? Are some of the fans cynical because of that?
Yes,
they are. But everybody's having some people are not even embracing the fact that
of what's going on.
There's going to be by next week. We're going to have wrestling on Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, I don't know about Thursday, and Friday night.
I believe there is a show on Thursday as well.
Okay. Can you, but like, this is a wet dream, dude. I don't understand the cynicism, if that's a word. I don't understand the cynicism of it all. Like, I don't get it. I think the fans are too wrapped up about knowing about what's going on behind the scenes. Or knowing anything. No one knows nothing anyway unless it's documented. We didn't know that WCW was bleeding money until... I mean, we guesstimated it.
Until it was told, yeah.
Right, we didn't have full knowledge of it until they told us.
You know what
until
it
Time
is?
Warner, until Time Warner bought the freaking company.
You know what it is that... Here we've got the marks, the fans, the young fans who were still pissing their pants during the Attitude Era.
I forgot Teddy Long had a heart attack.
Yeah. they were pissing their pants during the Attitude Era. They only watched WWE during the Attitude Era. They didn't watch WCW. So really their only place marker is the things that happened during the Attitude Era. So fast forward 20 years into the future, they're now not 5, 6, 7 years old. They're now in their 20s, pushing into their 30s. And if they are not devout fans like we are, that have been following it, you know, forever and a day, they look at WWE and be like, ugh. They see the potential. There's a lot of people that see the potential of an alternative that'll might be, oh my God, it's going to be like the Attitude Era again with AEW. or they say those things. That's where the cynical fans come in. Then there's us, okay, that we were fortunate enough, all of us, the three of us, the four of us actually, because this includes Surfer as well. We were fortunate enough to experience, we're about to experience our third renaissance in wrestling. There was the 80s, there was the 90s, nothing happened in 2000 and the early 2010s, but here we are in 2019, and now there's a renaissance in wrestling, like no other. This is not WCW going against the WWF, where WCW debuts a new TV show and they're just going head-to-head on Monday nights. No, this is nothing like that.
We're entering the Bronze Age of wrestling.
We're a Bronze Age, if you want to call it that.
You had a Golden Age, you had a Silver Age, and then you got a Bronze Age. Sure.
So we're going through a very...
When was the Silver Age?
The Attitude Era.
That would have been during the 90s. It's a comic book.
Got your name.
But so we analyze things a little bit more on a real level. Now, I think for those of us that went through the Monday Night Wars are looking at what's happening tomorrow, especially tomorrow, as we know what to expect in terms of what the war is going to look like, meaning the tactics, the different techniques that are done in terms of the wrestling show. Like, it wasn't until just a couple of hours ago that the news, like I said at the top of the show, it was just a couple of hours ago that it was announced, the news came out, that a lot of TV providers are advertising that NXT is going to go to 10:15. Well, that's a Monday Night War move. The 7:57, 8:57 type things that happened during the Attitude Era, and then the overrun with Nitro and Raw, and, you know, expect an overrun tomorrow night.
But there, but you know, and then it bleeds in on our pages too. It bleeds over to, these companies aren't going to last because of this and such, and people are posting seat charts and fucking dirt sheet links and, like, let me tell you something, man. Wrestling is alive and well. In the last 3.5 weeks, I went to a house show. Monday Night Raw. 17,000 people, okay? And then this just past Saturday, I sat in the Hammerstein Ballroom to a sold-out New Japan show, and the show was delayed almost 90 minutes, okay? So, again, and I saw a really cool Ring of Honor pay-per-view without their core members, quote-unquote. Yeah. Without the Bucks, and without Kenny Omega, and without Paige, and without Daniels and Kazarian and Sky, like all those dudes. I'm done with the nonsense, man. I tell my peers, I tell, and you know, we cater my show, and you guys all know this. The first hour of the show is catered to the younger.
Yeah.
Because people value our opinion.
You know, wrestling is making a comeback because now they got the all women's show coming on.
Let me say this in terms of wrestling being, you know, what it is today. If you need any proof that wrestling is hot, if wrestling was not hot,
wouldn't be on Fox.
It wouldn't be on Fox, despite what your feelings are for the WWE. It would not be on Fox, and they damn sure would not be getting the money that they're getting. Mm-hmm. That is. I can tell you that with utmost certainty that there would be no way in hell that those two things would be happening if
that
wrestling
TV
was
contract,
not.
That TV contract is like an NFL contract.
It's almost on that level
because the NFL generates billions of dollars now.
I think they get billions of dollars a year.
Yeah.
For the NFL, their contract is billions.
Yeah, they get more than $1 billion a year.
I said billions with an S, Surfer. I said billions with an
right,
F.
Yeah, yeah.
With an S.
But the fans are just not breathing. Step back.
I think
just enjoy the fucking ride. If it's bad, then you crap on it. Then you know what I'm saying? Like,
assess everything. Bad,
well, nobody should be rooting for any of these things to fail.
No, I don't want anything to fail.
No, Surfer, no one's rooting.
No, I'm not saying nobody in this call, but I'm just saying
people are just like they're not rooting to fail. They're just like their glass is half empty.
I can't wait to see at WrestleMania Tom Brady versus Drew Brees in the street fight.
No, that's not gonna happen.
Enjoy it, man.
I think every
Flair Hogan almost fought last night.
Well, that was funny.
They've always been.
I thought that was entertaining. So, but we'll talk about that enough.
Tom Brady, for athlete, is not the most athletic person, and it's all about his brain.
Sorry for really think I'm serious.
Brees,
he really
pinpoint
analyzing
that has nothing to do with any other.
Lord help him. He really think I believe that would happen.
I know you don't. We're just saying, like, pick some more relevant people. I mean, realistic people. If you're going,
it wasn't even being realistic, sir. It was just a bit, and you killed it, like you always do.
Yeah, well, that's
what you do.
Yeah,
but us killing them.
I like killing your buzz.
Silver Killington.
Well, listen. We've got... It's going to be... This is... Last night was interesting. It was interesting.
Talking about
it was
Dr.
unique.
Thugonomics now.
It was definitely unique. Tomorrow's going to be interesting. I want to hear everybody's feedback. I've got my things with AEW. And while I'm not... I'm not... wishing any ill will towards them. Their business tactics I'm not a fan of, but that's a personal thing, not so much a thing that I want to spread out, you know, worldwide. Because listen, AEW has a following, and that's good for them. Every wrestling promotion has a following, and I was not a fan of TNA, and they're still standing today. They're on Access TV. They own the network, basically.
Gee, they want a freaking TV Guide channel I didn't have.
Exactly. Now I'm still alive. I don't have.
They're still alive.
They're still alive. I'm on. I don't have Access TV, so. You know, but
I mean, Double A, come on, man.
I know what you're saying. And look, and then on top of that, not to cut you off, one of the shows that you forgot to mention was that on Tuesday night, wrestling is going to be stacked because
NWA
605 on Fight TV with a studio show from Atlanta, Georgia.
So, did you see that setup?
I did.
Did you see that setup?
It was very old school.
No,
Tony. Especially Tony, Surfer, you would definitely appreciate this, man. That setup looked just like the NWA Saturday Night Show.
Yeah,
with the different flags around the spot. They had the little segment spot with the podium. I thought I saw David Crockett walking around. That's how authentic it was.
I will say this.
That's the only thing missing, man.
I will say this.
I'm telling you, dude.
They didn't have to make it look.
Flair cutting the promo.
They didn't have to make it look that authentic. Like it looked a little dated, and I get it. They're trying to get the vintage vibe, but I would have at least modernized it a pinch. You know, that's just me though.
That's just Double A nitpicking.
Yeah, that's just me, you know, nitpicking.
Exactly. But like, not only do you have to respect the nostalgia as a fan, because I'm a sucker for it.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, I talk about it every week for the last 7 years. But like, you know, how do you not get excited about wrestling on TV almost every day of the week?
I will say this. I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would be sitting here doing this program and talking about wrestling on TNT tomorrow night.
TNT has put money into it, man. What do they got to lose? Are they with the reruns of Law and Order?
I don't know.
Hey, don't you talk bad about Jack McCoy now, damn it.
I'm just saying, dude. All I'm saying is like...
Talk about charm.
TV is... You talk about wrestling being saturated.
I mean, if they invest
television,
in it...
No.
Network television is so old, is saturated, so,
I didn't say... Wrestling was saturated. I said this past weekend they oversaturated my football.
Wrestling oversaturated his football is what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If I would have seen, and you know, guess who was at the? Oh, I'm sitting there watching Oklahoma and beat the crap out of Texas Tech, and guess who over there on the sidelines? They had the pan to him, not just JR. His bald headed homeboy.
Goldberg?
Stone
Cold?
Of course.
Yeah, Goldberg went to Georgia, man. Goldberg's an SEC guy.
Well,
but I'm saying,
I'm sure
Stone Cold ain't been to an Oklahoma Sooner game probably ever in his life.
I'm sure.
Just because SmackDown getting ready to come to Fox. Hey, Austin, why don't you go down there with JR and check out?
That's a conflict of interest there, but
I know.
But whatever.
You know, they mostly focus.
But didn't Austin go? But Tony, didn't Austin go to Texas Tech?
He went to.
I don't know how far he went to Texas.
Yeah.
He used to drive to the sportatorium in college. I think he went to Stephen F. Austin.
But here's the thing, and I'm sure Tony C, because you probably didn't see, I'm sure during the baseball game of the week on Fox, there was WWE stuff as well. So, you know.
Joe Buck will be sitting up there beside somebody from the WWE during this baseball game Friday night, because the Astros
I was watching Red Zone, and... They name dropped every time a tackle. One guy was like, "Well, this is like WWE debuting on Fox on Thursday."
Yeah,
I mean, I get it. Like, It is what it is. That's fine. You know, I don't.
There's a lot of football fans that are probably pissed right now.
Oh yeah, those traditionalists. What the hell is this wrestling?
Mix it with my football.
Yeah, there's a lot of crossover to wrestling.
No, there's a lot of football though. Hardcore. Just like there's a lot of wrestling marks that don't want nothing to do with a celebrity on their show. And things
football
like
players used to populate wrestling at one time.
Yeah, but there are fans that don't want outsiders in their sport.
Some of the greatest wrestlers were football players.
Doesn't matter.
But, you know, back in the day, you didn't get paid a lot. You had to have a job during the whole season.
Surfer, what if in the next Avengers movie is a cameo from Drew Carey as Drew Carey?
that happens in movies.
But what if he was a focal point?
Well, you know, if he was in the Avengers movie and he got blasted or...
As a main character, as a hero.
Yeah. A special guest, Drew Carey.
Captain America.
As Captain America.
There you go.
See?
But that's the thing. What would you do if that did happen? You'd be pissed.
Boycott.
No, listen.
No, you'd still watch because it's free.
Let me say this. Initially, I wouldn't think Drew Carey could make a good Captain America, but if they made a good movie with him as Captain America, why would I be mad?
The point I'm trying to make is it's Drew Carey as Drew Carey as Captain America. Not Drew Carey playing whoever Captain America is. No, it's Drew Carey coming in at being Drew Carey in the movie.
The movie's good.
Why should I get mad?
There you go, Double A. It's still some wrestling purists pissed off that David Arquette was WCW to this day.
You can have these people as long as the product is still good.
They'll jump on David Arquette when it's bad.
Yeah, that's a reason to get upset.
David Arquette notices, don't let me catch your ass in the street.
So you thought it was okay when Muhammad Ali went to go wrestle Andre the Giant? Or no, that was Chuck Webner. Antonio Inoki?
Inoki.
That was a big deal.
But do you think that was okay for him to just come into our sport and try to do our...
Ali didn't wrestle.
He
boxed. Ali tried to box him while Inoki wrestled.
Right.
But do you think all know it got started because he was in ringside.
But do you think that's okay?
Doing a gorilla monsoon match and something went down, Ali jumped in the ring, started throwing hands towards a gorilla.
Do you think that's okay though?
You didn't bother me. It was a big deal.
It's still some wrestling friend.
But I guess it's the same thing as when you're watching Maury and 877 cash now, like 700. That commercial comes on 700 times.
Call JG Wentworth 877 cash now.
It's the same. As long as it didn't ruin the integrity of the game that you're watching.
It did.
So what you could take away from this show today, folks, is that Surfer will still watch the Avengers if Drew Carey is in it.
No matter what.
If they somehow make a good movie with Drew Carey in it, why get mad?
It's still some wrestling purists right now that want to beat the hell out of Lawrence Taylor for main event.
It's not about who's in the movie. It's whether or not the movie.
Do you think that was okay that LT main evented at WrestleMania? CM Punk never made a WrestleMania. I can see why Punk is upset.
I don't care about CM Punk never headline at WrestleMania. He still got paid.
The point of the matter is, Lawrence Taylor, nobody
was watching the WrestleMania.
They needed
a boost,
and that's why it was in Hartford, Connecticut.
But the point of the matter is, it's still wrestling furious right now that attacked Lawrence Taylor. They see his ass.
He put on a bad match, and somebody as good as Bam Bam Bigelow.
No, it's the fact that he main evented WrestleMania.
No, it wasn't that. Okay, let me.
He wasn't good in the ring.
Do you think I got a good one?
He was good in the ring. Okay,
wait a minute. I want to bring it. I want to bring it to the wrestler perspective. He's even though that he's no longer with us. Roddy Piper took great offense that Mr. T was in his sport.
Exactly.
And when he
that was a shoot.
And when he had to box him at WrestleMania 2 and T wasn't selling anything, he picked up a bar stool and threw it at him. That was real, folks. That's and to the day Piper died, Piper was pissed with Mr. T.
I get it. But one, there wasn't a wrestler bigger than Mr. T at that point.
But he wasn't a wrestler. How could you say there wasn't a wrestler bigger than Mr.
Right,
T?
Right, they needed a headliner.
Come what on. The hell?
Those first couple of WrestleManias, they needed a draw.
So you're going to tell me that WrestleMania 2 could not have main evented instead of King Kong Bundy and Hulk Hogan, that main event at WrestleMania 2 could not have been, let's say, Hogan and Piper in a singles match, or Hogan versus Mr. Wonderful, because in 86, there was that huge-ass turn that Mr. Wonderful did on Hogan, and they had that feud where they had the show in Toronto. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then they had the big event.
Yeah.
The greatest heel turn in pro wrestling. That one.
Yeah, so.
Well, I don't know about that one, but.
Yeah, but wrestling.
Up to that point.
Becoming
more and more mainstream with all these WrestleManias.
Surfer.
That wrestling was on syndication.
Okay, Surfer. Let me ask you something. If for whatever reason, you know, this thing with Fox, you know, it's already hot and heavy, but let's say it just gets really hot and heavy, and you know, the head honcho at Fox picks up the phone one day and says, "Vince, I got an idea," and Vince says, "You know what, pal? That's a great idea. I'm going to do it." And that idea is for Joe Buck to wrestle in the main event at WrestleMania. Are you gonna sit here and tell me that you're not insulted as a wrestling fan?
So you really think Rupert Murdoch would call
anything's possible in wrestling? Anything's possible.
Rupert Murdoch is not even like involved.
Surfer, you've been watching.
You're trying to make a point.
You've been watching wrestling since it was on the Dumont Network. So come on, okay? You know anything could happen in wrestling.
If Kurt Menefee wins
the Royal Rumble,
WrestleMania. You notice they had to have celebrities show up, not just one or two.
He did say
quite
that
quite a bit. Pamela, you don't see all these celebrities showing up for WrestleMania.
Kurt Menefee going to win the Royal Rumble,
and Pam Oliver's going to win the Women's Royal Rumble. So
with them big ass lips.
Jesus, man.
No, she don't have big lips. She got a big forehead.
Dude, she's got big ass lips, and you can watch a movie off that forehead.
And I'm going to tell you something. Give it some time, but Tucker Carlson from Fox News is going to come over there and compete in a TLC match.
That dude's a hot mess. You listen to that show?
No,
that
I
Tucker
don't.
Carlson show?
But no.
That dude's a hot mess, man. I'm sorry.
And if Bill O'Reilly was still with the network, he'd be involved, too.
Yeah, he's too fucking old.
So is Hogan and Flair, but they almost beat the hell out of each other last night.
Yeah, he didn't believe they were going to fight.
I was tired.
Hogan can barely move, and Flair is like a few minutes away from a heart attack.
Go ahead, Mr. Phil. What were you going to say?
No, it's all right. Let's sort of finish this point. I was so tired. Like, mentally tired of watching all the negativity the last couple of weeks about AEW and Ring of Honor and Impact. When, you know, it's just, how could you not
enjoy?
How do you call yourself a wrestling fan if you're not excited about any kind of new wrestling on television?
Because everybody's not a wrestling fan. They're a WWE fan.
So back on the purist. On this Pierce argument, sir, you wouldn't have a problem with Janine Pirro coming in and being the Divas champion?
That's not going to happen.
How the hell you know?
Exactly.
Because look, you see, y'all
you see Lawrence Taylor coming in there.
Listen, David Arquette was the WCW World Champion.
Right, because they were promoting his movie.
And they're promoting an entire television network.
Exactly.
That was made by Turner, was made by Warner Brothers.
What if Terrence Howard come in there and become the Intercontinental Champion? You won't have a problem with that.
Okay, you know what? Give me.
First of all, hold on. Put up Terrence Howard. He's gonna make Venus without gravity.
Hold on. Tony C. Give me a big hot movie that Warner Brothers is producing that's going to be coming out soon.
Harley Quinn trailer dropped today.
See, there you go, Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn. So Harley Quinn should show up on AEW here in the next couple of weeks, and whoever's playing
win
Harley
the women's title
and wins the and win the women's title.
Yeah, I know.
Who says she can't? Who says they won't do it?
Yeah, because TNT owns, you know, they're in bed with Warner Brothers.
Wasn't an A-list celebility. That man was a C.
Doesn't matter.
They were promoting the movie.
Doesn't matter.
They'll promote the movie. But the actress, who's an A-lister, is not showing up to get into the ring.
You're going to tell me Lawrence Taylor was the hottest
the
football...
Bee's knees the Bee's knees in 1995.
Exactly.
He was more mainstream than wrestling was.
He was more known for getting high.
Full of shit.
Lawrence Taylor... Maybe the greatest football player to ever play.
But at that time, he was more known for getting high.
No.
In 1995.
Listen, there was never a football player to be as great as Lawrence Taylor when he came into the league.
I bet Ricky Taylor.
So he came into the league in 1995?
Do you know Lawrence Taylor? Lawrence Taylor partied all night, right? Was driving home. Saw the stadium open, went in there, got dressed for football right before the game, and dominated.
Ricky
partying
cracks.
All night.
You know, Ricky from Boys in the Hood should have main evented WrestleMania. he was a better football player. Listen.
I'll just say, 1995, Lawrence Taylor, popularity was like that. I'm sorry. The most relevant person, celebrity at WrestleMania 12 was Jenny Garth.
You got Stone Cold fighting.
Nicholas Totoro too, because he was on the NYPD Blue.
You got Stone Cold fighting Shawn Michaels, and who they bring in? Mike Tyson.
That's because he had the year before he had just bit somebody else.
You can't compare Mike Tyson though to Lawrence Taylor.
In 1995,
and Mike Tyson did not main event WrestleMania.
He damn near was the headliner.
But he was not the main event. He was not wrestling.
Listen, I understand.
We're talking about a football player wrestling the main event.
He put on a terrible match. But that was the problem. Because he put on a terrible match.
No, the problem was it was Lawrence Taylor main event of damn WrestleMania. That was the problem.
Let me tell you something. If WCW was still around, Tony C, give it some time. But, somebody like, Nicolas Cage or somebody would have come in and main evented Starrcade.
The promote gone with 60
seconds. Yeah, gone in 60 seconds.
You're looking back on these things. I'm just telling you.
They needed somebody to make WrestleMania
mainstream that year.
They
don't have that problem now.
The only outsider.
Is definitely mainstream.
No, the only outsider to ever have an impact in wrestling that has been a tremendous impact in wrestling. Has been Ronda Rousey. She's the only one. The rest had an outside impact that gave them if Cyndi Lauper started wrestling in the 80s, I think people would take umbrage with that.
And I'm pretty sure everybody went by in that WrestleMania just to see that match between Bam Bam Bigelow and Laura Silver.
Please,
I'm just saying.
God,
you know, it got,
did you buy that?
It got a lot of press because Lawrence Taylor was involved.
It got a ton of press.
I'm not justifying Lawrence
Taylor. It might have got some press, but the buy rate.
But that was the reason why he headlined. So don't expect.
Just well, the buy rate was still low. So it didn't even do what
it would have been worse without him.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Dan Aykroyd to headline the next ROH pay-per-view.
Oh, my God, yo. Oh, my God, yo. I'm dead.
It's just a sin, man. It's just... I'll keep hopping on. I'm over it, but...
Oh no, we laughing at it now.
It's sad that, you know, wrestling fans in general just are not.
Hey! Be glad y'all didn't get Shaq versus the Big Show.
I would have rather that than Lawrence Taylor and Bam Bam.
Because you're looking back on it, Lawrence Taylor didn't do what he needed to put on a good match.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Oh, my God.
Forget that Lawrence Taylor was in the main event. Why was Bam Bam Bigelow the other half of that main event?
The other combatant?
Who else was there?
Then why have a match?
The World Wrestling Federation champion.
Yeah, why Diesel? Why not just have a match? I'm not going to put somebody that's working the undercard in the main event of my biggest show of the year just because Lawrence Taylor's a part of it.
CM Punk got a gripe because Bam Bam Bigelow main event at WrestleMania. He did.
And LT did as well. You're worried. He's pissed about Brock Lesnar and The Rock, and his priorities are out of whack. But anyways...
He aiming his vitriol at the wrong people.
Exactly. If LT could main event WrestleMania, I should be able to main event WrestleMania.
Well, you know, you got to ask Vince why he didn't think CM Punk was a...
And I want you to take this one. Not even Vince has main evented WrestleMania. Think about that one. Okay?
But Lawrence Taylor has.
Exactly. But anyways, I understand where Phil's coming from, though, because...
It's funny now.
I've been a part of a lot of, you know, and it's, for me, in terms of when it comes to, like Phil said, a lot of people posting the seating charts, it's me stating facts. If I do it, I tend to just state the facts that don't let them tell you that everything's sold out because it's not, you know, this is, I'm making everybody aware of the situation. When people post seating charts of a half-empty arena, and they say, "Well, ROH is on its dying days."
Listen, why are you taking glee when you're sitting in the
audience?
Can I finish? You don't pay your money.
Let me finish.
Listen,
not saying you. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying that people are they post these things like Phil said, and the power just went out. Hello. Ugh, damn it. Hold on, guys.
5% wrestling and then 15%.
How about 60-40? How about 60% wrestling, 40%? Tell me.
If you're listening live, power surged here, and now everything's back up. And if you're listening on the download, that's the reason why there's a skip in the audio. But anyways, go ahead. Continue with what you guys were saying.
No, I mean, I you know what, Surfer, I'm going to take that back. I don't know if I can give a percentage. I just want it to be... If they're telling us they're going to give us a week-by-week wins and losses type story type stuff...
They'll have some rankings like old WCW?
Yes. And they're going to make the titles... They're going to make the titles mean something.
That means the U.S. they mid-card champion automatically the number one contender then.
The stats up on the screen with the wrestler's image.
What? You watching old AWA on ESPN?
No, it was something recent.
Oh, because I had Killer Cat Resnick.
They had to tail the tape. Just before
we got Baron Von Raschke. Baron Von Raschke's up in them.
Yeah, Baron, the Baron.
Yeah, the Destruction Crew, number four.
Following the Team Challenge series, I see.
Oh, and, man.
And before we get ready to head out of here, send my prayers to Dominic. I don't know what hospital you in. I would have sent you a card.
I got to tell you, that was a great opening to Raw last night.
It was fun as hell, yo.
It was. I got to tell you, I got to get used to the announcers.
Rey Mysterio ain't took an ass whooping like that since 1996 on the back lot.
Jerry Lawler was a little outdated.
It was.
A bit outdated, but you know what? You know what? He balances out this crew. And
because they're new guys.
They weren't trying to one up each other. They weren't trying to like. They weren't. But you know what they were. You know what they really did a good job of? Not shoving it down our throats.
No, they did a very good job. I will admit they did a good job. I have to get used to the combination though. Now you need to go back. And I'm going to tell you, if you go to Hulu and watch this week's episode of WWE Main Event. The trio was Dio Madden, Vic Joseph, and Mickie James. And the rumor is that Jerry Lawler, it is just temporary, and that actually he's just warming that chair for Mickie James.
Yeah.
See, I heard he was warming the seat up for Tom Phillips.
Well, Tom Phillips was going to end up on 205 Live on Friday. You know, but we'll see.
Well,
we'll see.
That's the rumor.
Isn't there a conflict of interest if Mickie James is on the token? Is Magnus end up there one day?
Well, Renee talked about her, man.
Corey would always pull them into a conversation.
You know who Magnus' valet is?
Who?
Braun Strowman's girlfriend. Tony C. She's a dime, dude.
Is she like 4'11 or something? Braun Strowman so big, he seemed like he would go for those real tiny women.
No, this chick is
he does
tall.
Like Alexis. Alexa, I mean.
Yeah, she's all leg surfer.
She look anything like that Caleb Braxton or Charlotte.
You got a picture you can send me?
No.
Braxton is all there in the bag of chips.
Yeah, I can let me see if I can pull it up.
And a receipt.
She's Magnus. Well, Nick Aldis, the national.
That's Magnus, man. You call him Magnus. That's his name.
Yeah, Magnus.
Hey, Tony C.
What up?
So, how can your boy's not in jail right now?
Who?
Who do you think?
Who? Oh, 1600? You talking about him?
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah, because there was.
There was
possible criminal charges to be pressed, but
Ric Flair did the same thing.
That was pretty good, though.
Ric Flair did the same thing to Lanny Popoff, and he ain't go to jail. So, I mean, it was a little worse than what Brock took it to.
He destroyed him.
The kid's close to being a minor.
Hey, man.
I will say this. Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead.
He paid him back for his other daddy beating him for the WWE title. No way out. That was a getting your ass whooped for old and new.
He was given a receipt.
That's right. For no way out. Beat you for your other daddy.
It was nice to see the pyro last night. You know,
I was not expecting Brock.
Hold on, I gotta hear. This is the beginning of Raw last night with the new announcers, by the way. We'll talk about Tony C's favorite part of the show in a second.
No, that's your favorite.
Wait a minute.
Stevie Wonder's favorite part of the show.
In history, nearly 1,400 live episodes. I'm Vic Joseph alongside Dio Madden and WWE Hall of Famer Jerry the King Lawler.
Well, thank you, Vic, and thank you, Dio. You guys look awesome tonight.
King, it is an honor to be working here with you.
Well, thank you. I'm feeling a little bit of deja vu because I've been here for most of those 1,400 episodes, and tonight it's going to be a blast. I can assure you. Hey, it's...
Oh, yeah. There was one spot, though, last night that I know for double a fact A. was Tony C's favorite spot
no,
of the
that
night.
Was your favorite
no,
spot,
no, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. And that was after Becky Lynch chased Sasha Banks into the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And Sasha was standing next to this rotund fan holding a WWE championship belt.
And like he knew he was going to be on camera, too. He like, he's standing there like he the damn WWE champion.
Oh, it was funny.
And he was rotund.
Yes, he was.
Heavy dude.
Oh, boy. So what was...
I know they seen him was like at work.
So what
man,
was...
We saw you.
What was my favorite part?
Oh, you need to play that Steve Wonder song, Jungle Fever.
Oh, so...
Jungle Fever.
So, last night... Rusev faced Seth Rollins for the Universal title unexpectedly. And during the match, you know, a limo pulled up backstage. And we didn't know who was in the limo. But during the match, out comes Bobby Lashley. And then here comes Lana. And Lana begins to almost fillet Bobby on the stage there, and
throwing her leg up and the whole nine. Yards.
And let me tell you something. In that match, Lana was carrying Bobby, so because she was a little too into the role.
I don't know what kind of doghouse situation you're in.
And by the way,
there's
did the match
some other man?
That match didn't end because Bray
Just
Wyatt came out.
Like that.
Oh yeah, so there was two things that people took away from Raw. Last night, that was Brock Lesnar, and now that there is a cuck storyline going
Team
on,
Flair,
that too, there's a Jungle Fever storyline.
There's two cuck storylines going on.
That's what they said. What's the other one?
The Canelo.
Carmella.
I don't know if that's a cuck story.
Carmella and R2.
Come on now, he's being emasculated by his own pregnant wife. Talking about you're not the father. He's the father. He's the father.
She's a whore, but she can't help it because she don't know.
Because, like, you know, last week, she acts like Rusev is the father.
There so, it is, though. Like, turns off a little
week,
bit.
Lana's with somebody else. So, how did all this tie in together?
Doesn't Rusev look like an 80s Russian mobster from a movie? With that
then,
hair and that mustache.
Yeah, he needs to wear his suit and stuff.
He's got Jungle Fever.
Are you going to just stand there and look while they laugh at you and kiss each other? Are you going to go down there and start whipping some ass?
But that's the thing. What really I love more than anything, like I said, Lana was just
all into.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
And of course, within 30 seconds, Lee texts all of us a link to black.com. Yeah, well.
I think Lana's auditioning for a new contract.
Oh, my God.
Bobby.
What is Paul Heyman up to with this?
Hey, Paul's having a great job writing that program because I think all the emphasis and resources are going to Fox. He's like, hey, nobody's watching what I'm doing here.
I got to do something a little racy. What, Vince, what do you think of interracial?
Paul Heyman's going to work so hard. They moved the announcing team to the SmackDown.
Oh yeah,
SmackDown went to the bigger network. Paul Heyman is going to lose all of his hair.
Yeah,
he's probably going to write a masterpiece for Seth Rollins, who still can't cut a promo for his life.
How much do you how much you want to bet what Paul did was he goes to Vince, would you have a problem if I have Lana kissing somebody on stage? No, go ahead, pal.
Well, if I
can
still get it up, I'd beat off to it.
I've had it.
No.
And then when Vince saw it was Bobby Lashley, what the hell?
Hashtag have at it. I gotta tell you, I'm excited.
The only thing they can do to push this further is she get pregnant.
Oh,
and now we
boy.
Got a mixed baby coming.
Oh, boy.
We got a mulatto baby coming.
I am mad at it. Bobby Lashley is awful. He needs some help.
Where's Bobby Lashley's wife at?
and them kids.
I think he divorced her.
Oh, he's like old boy on Harlem Night. Call, hey, baby, it's me. I ain't coming home no more.
Speaking of Harlem, do you guys see that new series that's coming out for Epix?
The Bobby Johnson Chronicles.
I saw the first episode.
Was it good, Surfer?
Dude.
That means no.
I don't like him using that word too much, man. He sounds a little too liberal.
They're slanging that word around.
He's saying that thing from the heart.
But you see, Bumpy comes back from jail, has to fight all the Italians.
It's not just that. It's just, the whole neighborhood is all messed up.
And can I say something before we get out of here? Eddie Murphy, you don't have nothing to feel sorry for them jokes from Eddie Murphy Raw. When you talk about the Italian and the gays and Dexter St. Jock. Bruh, it was
Dexter
the 80s.
St. Jock.
It was the 80s. Why are you going back to the 80s feeling sorry?
Well, hold on. I'm going to post something in the Discord here that involves Charlie Caruso that you guys are going to appreciate.
Oh my Lord.
And it involves Bobby Lashley. It's pretty funny. Cause now you'll appreciate the Lana storyline a little bit better now.
She looked at Bobby a certain way.
Oh, just wait. Just wait till you see the picture.
But I just wanted to say that before we, you know, Eddie Murphy. You have no reason to feel bad about Eddie Murphy Raw, the greatest stand-up of all time.
And this movie's going to pay for it.
By the way, we're going head-to-head with Total Divas. That's on right now.
Oh, my God. Is Surfer Woman Nia Jax back on now?
I think so.
You guys are going up against the National League wildcard game right now that I'm watching.
That, too.
Oh.
Yep.
Nia Jax.
And I believe... we had breaking news while the power surge did that was that
Bobby Lesnar was arrested.
No, that Chris Jericho has announced his tag team partners for his match tomorrow night, and I believe it was announced as LAX. Let me see here because that news did see here come across the wire.
Friends of the Shining Wizards. They were just on the show a couple weeks ago.
Let me find this
Latin American Exchange.
These kids are good, man. They're part of
Minus Conan.
That's all right.
Yes, it is. There you go. It is LAX.
I've seen them.
It's LAX.
Those kids can work, man.
Do you
want to
touch
work.
My
They're
hat?
Fantastic.
That's enough.
You like this hat? You better like this hat.
Oh, man. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting, folks. It's definitely going to be interesting. Now, let's talk. Go ahead.
No, I can't wait, man. I'm getting out of work early tomorrow. I'm going to get some snacks.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Will Dominic be at SmackDown Friday?
Who knows? Maybe Dominic will interfere in the main event.
Maybe Dominic
going up against SmackDown, man.
So what's going to happen? You guys are going to be on the air while the show is on?
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to make some run-ins.
We might have to make some run-ins afterwards.
Yeah, someone's got to cover No Mercy 1999. Nobody else on this network's gonna do it.
No mercy.
So you're gonna do? You're gonna continue as per usual format, given such a historic night.
We'll throw the first hour to this entire week. Obviously.
And you gonna talk about a pay per view with a British Bulldog semi main event? It really with jeans on.
Tony C. Wait till we do Halloween Havoc 89 again in a month.
Ready
for the Thunderdome match?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Ready for Bruno Sammartino in the Spectrum?
Oh, my God.
You ready?
I got to get ready.
Yeah, man. You got to come on.
When is that? For Halloween Havoc?
Yeah, we're doing Halloween Havoc 89 at the end of the month. Yep.
Oh, my God. Okay. I can do it. I'm putting my bid in.
Yeah,
we're
going
to talk about Halloween Havoc.
Yes, sir. And
ain't Doom on that show?
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God. Doom without the mask.
They have the mask on there.
No, they lose
that's
the mask.
The
yeah.
I think they lose the mask. Right, to the Steiners?
No, I think they lose the mask later.
No, they beat the hell out of the Steiners.
They lose the mask.
Steiners ain't never beat Doom.
They lose the mask at the beginning of 90, I think.
Oh, yes, yes, you're right, you're right. That was after Stargate.
Well, they're on that damn show. Sure.
They got no points to Stargate.
But, the point is that's definitely a very,
don't do Doom like that.
A very good pay-per-view. So
Doom with the mask, everybody know. Doom with the mask is one of the toughest tag teams out there. When they took them down,
Doom had the best music on that roster besides Sting at that time.
Oh my god.
Are we all in agreement?
Besides
the Hollywood Blondes.
Doom's
theme
had
the best music.
Yeah.
Doom's theme song was
that was hot. It was jazzy, but it sounded tough, you know? Some back alley type shit.
And Ron Simmons took it over.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, here it comes.
That saxophone.
That saxophone's mean,
don't you see? Didn't they have woman in 89, right?
In 89, I think they did have woman. Woman presents...
Doom.
The shirt was dope. It was white, and it said Bustin' Heads Doom, and it had two big heads of Ron Simmons and Butch Reed.
Bustin'
Heads
Halloween Heavy 89. I got to brush up on that one.
You gotta do me a favor. November, you gotta do the Clash of the Champions where Terry Funk attacked Ric Flair with the plastic bag.
Of course. That's from upstate New York, of course.
With the pile drive.
I think it was a clash that he did the plastic bag angle.
It was Clash of Champions 9.
Okay. That's the plastic bag.
We're doing Clash of Champions 8 right before Halloween Havoc.
Oh, well, there you go.
That was Sting and Flair against Muda and
that I think that's the plastic bag angle. And then they had the match at the next Clash.
Yeah.
In Troy, New York.
Did Terry Funk get that plastic bag from a dry cleaner? That's what I want. Was that a regular stove plastic bag?
He got
bag?
It from Jefferson Cleaners.
And Gordon Solie with that famous line, five letters, two words, I quit.
Oh my god.
But we'll dedicate the first hour to the Brahma Bull and the rest of the week because The Rock is still on SmackDown. Right?
And we're going to talk about the British Bulldog Friday night. You're going to hear it here, folks. The main event, Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Triple H.
That's right. That's right.
WWF title.
That's right. Continuing on
1990,
coverage of 1999.
Oh yeah, that's one of my years. 97 and 99. I know that like the back of my all the pay per views. No Mercy. The one before that was Unforgiven. Don't get me started.
Yeah,
that was terrible.
Then you got Survivor Series after No Mercy.
Yeah, we're doing Survivor Series 89 and 99.
Why nobody told me that was a stunt, though, when they hit Steve Austin that got hit by that leaf? I really thought Stone Cold got his ass red.
See, I want that Doom shirt now, man. Yes.
Double A. That shirt was awesome. That's not funny, yo. I thought Stone Cold really got hit by the car. He just knew how to fall.
I did it for The Rock.
Talking about they filmed it earlier in the day. I mean, that ain't cool.
I will say this: you have to sit back. You have to treat this particular week as if it was WrestleMania week.
Yeah,
there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
Notice like when we were kids and right before school started, you watched that preview show of all the cartoons.
Yeah.
And you're waiting for the cartoons to come on that first Saturday.
That's right.
This is going to be the first Saturday where all the cartoons coming on.
Yep.
And this year is the 25th anniversary of the night the Giant died. It came back to life and had a WCW title match And you know what I'm saying? First person ever to die and get resurrected and come back and win the WCW title. It happened. I don't care what nobody say. The Giant fell off the top of Cold Ball Hall in Detroit.
One of the worst, the monster truck angles. Awful. Awful.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Come on, Tony.
The Giant.
Don't let your childhood cloud your judgment.
Listen.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You're better than that, dude.
And Hogan's reaction to that bike getting ran over.
We broke bread, Tony. Come on now. I know you're better than that. Don't do me like that.
The sumo wrestling part wasn't as bad as him falling off the side of that building and living to tell about it. You know what I'm saying?
Did you watch that WWE photo thing with Big Show on the network?
Yeah, I did.
He talks about that. He said there was an accident on the roof that night.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He couldn't drive that thing.
This nutso on the roof. Like on the ball of the rim. You don't play around Cobble on Hall. The roof, yo.
Cobble Hall, the original Sheik should have came out and stabbed him with forks.
I know, right?
That would have been a nice Halloween havoc.
No.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That was some horrible acting by Hollywood.
That was some terrible shit, man.
And he had been in at least Suburban Commando by then. Mr. Nanny, he had been in at least 3 or 4 movies.
I'm ashamed to say I actually like Mr.
You like what?
I did like Mr. Nanny.
You like Mr. Nanny?
Because it got Sherman Hemsley in it, you know what I'm saying? And Mother Love.
Of course.
You know. And just let everybody know, it took me a minute to find out that was the damn Undertaker in Suburban Commando.
Me too. I didn't know.
We try to find out why he got that push and not at one. Anybody want to know why? Go back and watch Suburban Commando. I'm just saying, a lot of the movies answer questions about wrestling.
I gotta tell you, Christopher Lloyd had a string of great movies, and then he starred in Suburban Commando.
That's what killed his franchise.
That's what killed his legacy.
Robert De Niro, double A. Even Robert De Niro was.
I know he's had shitty movies. Frank. I know.
And Boris and Natasha.
Well, he did that as kind of a favor for someone.
Stop.
You got an answer for everything.
I don't care why he did it. It was awful.
Why was The Undertaker in Suburban Commando?
You're not going to argue about me whether it was a good or awful movie.
Mary Shelley wrote an amazing Frankenstein. Didn't mean De Niro had to play Frankenstein, though.
Who thought it was a good idea that Sherman Hemsley should team up with Hulk Hogan in Mr. Nanny?
Yeah, but so, I'm not mad at that, though.
That's a good combo. And Kamala. And go back, you know, that movie had all Hogan's friends in it. Kamala.
And everybody.
Beefcake. And Zodiac.
And a toilet seat.
Zodiac was born in Mr. Nanny. Not a lot of people know that. Zodiac was his Mr. Nanny. Yes.
So you're trying to tell me that every time Mr. Nanny airs on TV, Ed Leslie still gets a payday.
That's right. You're getting them damn residuals. That's right. Because you remember Hogan had that dream, get jumped by everybody.
Oh, boy.
Kamala, Zodiac. There's somebody I'm probably missing. Surfer, why was The Undertaker cast in Suburban Commando? What's the backstory on that?
Who knows? Maybe he's big enough.
He was just coming out of WCW as Mean Mark Callis.
Okay, well.
Oh, that's funny. Anyways, let's wind
it up. Shout out to Kevin Nash, who's Super Shredder.
That's right.
Don't forget that. Most of it like that.
Well.
Oh, my God.
With that, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Everybody, the chat room was hot tonight. The listeners was hot tonight. Again, join us tomorrow night following the conclusion of whichever show goes off the air last. We don't know if there's going to be an overrun on TNT or USA Network. So
tonight's portion of the rant was brought to you by Cobalt Hall. You can fall off and live.
That's right.
That's their motto.
The original Sheik, rest in peace.
So, what's going to be one of the sponsors of tomorrow AEW? You think
Claw?
Slim Jim will ever come back?
I have no clue. I know that Progressive is the sponsor for SmackDown on Friday.
AOL. Chat. AOL Instant
Message. AOL.
Netscape 10-10-220.
You think AEW's going to bring out the hotline?
That's right. You want to know?
This portion of AEW Dynamite is sponsored by 1-800-COLLECT.
10-10-220.
Are they going to have Lee Marshall on the road with an AEW road report?
Lee Marshall.
A zombie or something?
Yeah, I know. He's dead.
Lee Marshall, I'm in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. We got a Dynamite party here.
If you want to interact with the wrestler after the match, please join us in this AOL chat room.
This is where we need Matt Squires to call in with a road report.
Exactly.
Matt Squires should call it. Matt, if you're listening, please try to call in tomorrow with a road report for AEW.
Instead of AOL chat room, double A's going to be the AEW chat room. That's what they're doing.
That's sponsored by... And what's SmackDown going to be sponsored by?
Progressive.
Progressive Insurance.
So that means Flo's going to make an appearance?
Maybe. Flo will make an appearance.
Now, would you have an issue, sir, with Flo beating Becky Lynch for the women's title?
Yeah, that's the one.
I got to tell you.
Flo beats the man?
Yeah. I don't know why. I feel compelled.
You want to hit over the head with the Navy Price tool?
Yep.
I just...
that's how you believe.
I just found this on YouTube. I feel compelled to play this for some reason. This is from June 21st, 1997, from WCW Worldwide. Lee Marshall interviews Ming.
Oh, fan support really means a lot to a lot of these professional wrestlers. For example, I think of competitors like Eddie Guerrero or Rey Mysterio Jr. Anywhere they go, they attract a huge amount of Latino fans. Likewise, it doesn't matter where we go. If there's a Canadian in town, they're going to show up when either Chris Jericho or the amazing French Canadian show up. And then there's Ming, who hails from the island of Tonga. Let me bring him on in here. Wherever you go, it seems that a lot of the Tonganese, the Samoan people, the island people, they come from wherever they...
Ming, by the way, dressed in a button-down shirt and jeans.
Got to come from. Just to watch you compete. That must make you feel pretty good.
What are you trying to say? You're trying to say, Mr. Major, that we are rowing the canoe all the way here?
Well, no, I was just making a suggestion that you have a great deal of fan support.
That's why we're so big like this, because we rowed the canoe all the way from the island. And let me tell you something. Everywhere we go, there's always... a lot of Tongans there, Samoan, you talk about the Fijian, Tahitian, you name the whole South Pacific, the Hawaiian, they all are there.
What? They do what?
You didn't get that?
No, I didn't get the last part. But that's okay. As a matter of fact, this is a great opportunity for you to speak directly to the people of the islands about what it's like competing in the WCW.
Well, it's a great honor to compete in WCW. But the most of all is being with the Dungeon of Doom.
Ah, yes.
We always ready? To any kind of action, call us and we'll be there to take over on WCW, NWO, Four Horsemen, whoever you want to put in front of us, we're going to take care of them.
Why is it that people refer to you as the monster?
The monster?
Yeah, they say the monster's turned loose.
Turned loose?
Yeah.
Because they haven't seen a real wrestler step into their ring, but this man here, so is the Dungeon of Doom. When we talk about wrestling, we're getting there and to destroy.
I think I understand why they call him the monster. Well, Tonganese are not Samoan and not...
All right. Why do they...
You think we roll over them.
Why do they... Yeah, exactly. Right. Whose idea was that to give me a Ming an interview on Worldwide Wrestling? Granted, it's a show that probably nobody watched, but still.
And knowing what you know about Ming now...
Jesus.
That he was legitimately one of the most toughest guys.
I met him
in person. And he did? Looked the part.
They probably needed somebody to fill some time, and he was the only one available.
I know I'm a big New Japan mark in the last couple of years, but I watched their kids wrestle live a few times. And Saturday night, they wrestled again with the Gorillas of Destiny. Uh-huh. Let me tell you something. Those kids are so good.
Ming's son is wrestling now?
He was wrestling in WWE.
They've been wrestling. Yeah. They've been wrestling.
He got one about my age because I played ball.
One used to be Camacho. Remember, he was Camacho
in WWE. Yeah,
right. Well, Tamatanga, Tangaloa, those guys. Not only are they nice dudes in person, they're really, but they are ruthless.
They related to the Rock them too, right?
They're all related.
No, they're Tongan. The Rock is Samoan.
Oh yeah, Tongan. Yeah,
it's Ming. It's Fatu. Samu,
it's all the same.
Savage.
It's all the same.
They marry each other, though.
They marry each
other? That's kind of racist, sir. I'm just saying, that was very racist.
Insensitive.
They marry each
other. The Gorillas of Destiny, man. Those kids are good. They're solid. Super solid.
The AA laughs because of what I said. But, sir, that was very offensive, yo.
I don't know. I think I'm just delirious today.
That's something choppy. Choppy would say.
I know. This goddamn diet's got me all over the place on top of that.
Related to the Rocky marriage?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Snooker. Her daddy is a murderer, but...
Okay, brother. I didn't do it, brother. Okay, brother.
Shout out to Mega Piles. Always say you got to win his murder.
Mega Powers exposed the story.
He wouldn't be the first wrestler.
He's not the first wrestler, and he's not the first person to get away with murder either.
You ain't lying. You're
right. See, OJ.
Hey, there's
on Twitter.
We're just thinking of wrestling, though.
Oh, would you have got mad if OJ main evented WrestleMania 12 instead of LT? In 95,
OJ,
while he was on trial.
Tony C, OJ, I wouldn't have been mad. I wouldn't have been mad if he did it in the Hurt suit.
Come on now, OJ at that point.
With the gold jacket?
Or anything like that.
Yeah, yep.
The gold Hurt jacket?
I want to see jumping over cars and shit, like a back lot match.
No,
make this way to the ring.
OJ was an old man at that point.
Either
make
that,
his way to the ring.
Either that or he was getting that getaway in a rented Hurt's car.
And Double A, you remember what's the... Remember WrestleMania 12 in the Piper and Goldust match?
Uh huh.
They had that Brock on the back.
Yeah, exactly.
What was OJ's finisher? Cut right / left?
Oh, God.
Oh, man. OJ, the killer.
OJ.
I mean,
juice.
The juice.
Not really.
OJ versus Movie 2. The juice versus the juice.
The juice versus juice match. The loser. The juice
he
is
got
loose,
the cut
man.
Right / left. Take it to Tony Schiavone. Cut right / left.
The juice is loose, match. It's all on the line.
The juice
versus
the line.
Juice.
The juice is on the line.
Now you got the juice.
Now you got the juice.
Now
right.
You got the juice.
Bishop's dead. You got the juice now, homie.
Oh, boy, a knife on a pole match with
knife
OJ.
On a pole match. Cut right / left. Good job, Vince Russo.
And Lex Luger had that black glove on in that damn Thunderdome cage.
How come nobody brought a magnet to the ring to beat Lex Luger with that plate in his arm?
Talking about at that Doomsday Cage match when he had that loaded black glove.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Oh, sweet my Jesus. God. And he hit Ric Flair with by mistake. And that's
he's
the...
Got that, a family.
And that's still the only match ever to end with frying pans in it. I'm just saying. Doomsday Cage match, everybody. Go back and watch. Uncensored 96. One of Phil's favorite matches to watch.
Oh, man.
No, that was in Public Enemy, right?
No, that's Uncensored 96.
The Tower of whatever the hell that
the Doomsday Cage match.
Yes. I thought it was when Dusty was like, he hit him with a groan with a tottered feet.
No, that's great.
That's another one. No, that's another one. That's another one where Dusty, there was a toilet seat involved, but...
He stopped off for some relief.
That's the Great American Bash.
That was Benoit Sullivan. There's a lady in the men's bathroom. I got to stop off, get some relief.
boy.
Line of the night. She had to stop off.
It was Harlem Heat versus the Public Enemy, where it looks like Dusty.
He hit him in a groin with a ton of feet.
That's the one I think. Because it says here, Dusty can't stop laughing. So let me see here. Hold on.
She knocked the hair right off his head.
There you go. She knocked the hair right off his head.
And if anybody want a good laugh, go back and watch the pay per views before they start. And Dusty Rhodes' damn outfits. Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Double A pointed some things out. Boy.
Don't you dare knock the wardrobe of the dream. Those red leather jackets were the bomb.
It's a red leather jacket, some cowboy boots,
and a choker. Blue... he had the only choker though.
He had a dream catcher
choker, if you will.
It'd be a big event. Dusty have on a tuxedo shirt. Some jeans.
That's the dream, Daddy.
And a sport coat. And a cowboy hat.
That's right.
Oh, that's my right. God.
Don't you besmudge the name of the American Dream.
Oh, I got to go back
not
and watch.
My time.
And before not we time. Go, Double A and Phil, Halloween have 89. Is that the York Foundation? Has that been found?
No, that's later. That's the next year.
Oh, damn. I
just saw the Rock and Roll Express fight on Saturday.
They yep. still fight?
They fought L.I.J. They fought Naito and his crew. Yeah, dude, Ricky Morton did a suicide dive.
Is Robert Gibson's eye right? Yeah, I don't know.
Robert Gibson's eye is not right, and he's rocking a skullet now.
Oh, my so, God. Robert yeah, Gibson, man. You on Medicare now. Yeah. Ain't no excuse. You should be able to get that eye fixed now.
Get that corrective surgery, son.
For real. There's too many options out here, Rob.
Too many options out here.
You get that eye aligned. Damn, yep, 30
Rock
years
Rock
later.
Night.
Phil, if Thomas Rich is a wildfire, ain't no Halloween having 89, I'm gonna be upset. So I'm just gonna tell you.
Listen, I gotta before I go, I just had this argument with Jay and Choppy. Who is the worst champion? Tommy? Who's the worst NWA champion? Tommy? Listen, before you start laughing, come on up. This is serious because I got ridiculed for this. Who was worse, Ronnie Garvin or Tommy Rich?
Tommy Rich was worse than everything.
Okay. Double A.
Ronnie Garvin wasn't champion that long.
No, dude, Tommy Rich was. Tommy Rich held. Is it the coffee didn't even get cold with Tommy Rich?
Right. Guys, all around, who was the worst champion, Ronnie Garvin or Tommy Rich? Forget about the not the ring, the wrestler itself.
Ronnie Garvin.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Double A.
Wait a minute now, Double A.
The hand, because here's
Tommy,
the issue.
Tommy Rich.
The hands of with the man, the man with the hands of stone.
The hands of stone
was right. Not should not have been the world heavyweight champion. I understand.
Thank you.
I understand why Tommy Rich was the world champion, but
anybody with the name Wildfire in their damn name shouldn't be world champion. I'm just
Surfer,
saying.
Who's the worst, Surfer? Tommy Rich or Ronnie Garvin?
Tommy Rich or Stan Stasiak?
No, stop. NWA.
Yeah, Ronnie Garvin was a bad referee, too.
Forget about Ronnie Garvin's awful referee skills.
We talked about
Stan. I can't think back that far to remember who was worse.
Definitely.
Oh, my God.
And because this is all Magnum T.A.'s fault for smacking up his car.
Yeah. That's right.
Because Dusty had no other faces to book.
The fans were waiting for Magnum T.A. to become champion.
Fuck it.
Could you imagine?
Then he had the balls to talk shit about Dusty and Flair on a shoot interview on iSpot about a year or two ago.
Could you imagine Dusty going to the hospital and visiting Magnum T.A.? After his car accident,
laid up in a hospital.
Daddy, I brought you some flowers.
I brought you some flowers, and you just effed up my main event.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It changed the course of the company. I mean,
now Magnum
what you call him, turn face because of that?
I want to, Magnum T.A., I want to see Magnum, this call.
Magnum was a face. Wanna,
do you so, have
no, no, I'm saying, after he got hurt, Nikita Koloff turned face.
Yeah, but that was...
So Ronnie Garvin.
That was out of necessity.
Yeah. Right.
I'm Ronnie saying, Garvin, it changed the course of the company.
Ronnie Garvin, you have photos, you have evidence. I
want to
see your car.
I want you to, because this main event, I can't change it. I don't have
I
any...
can't. Now I got to make Ronnie Garvin the champion. What the hell is wrong with you, Daddy?
And he raised.
Now I got to give you the mink coat.
He raised Tesla.
I'm gonna.
Yes,
and this ain't Dusty talking to Magnum. This is Virgil talking to Terry Allen.
That's right. This is a business. This is risky business, you being here in the hospital all laid up and shit.
Now
you
jello.
Now you
in the hospital jello.
You get your ass out of that bed and get to Greensboro.
Put God that jello down and get out this
God
hospital.
God damn it, Magnum. You get out of that calf, baby. Get out of that body calf. Get out of that body calf.
Oh, God.
You got to be at the Omni at 7 o'clock. You and Tyler Blanchard. 7 o'clock at the Omni.
What did he hurt again? When that accident?
705.
He hurt his. He broke his back and his neck and things like that.
Yeah.
705.
The day, he probably would have been able to recover enough to wrestle.
I don't know about that.
I missed my David Allen Cole concert. I missed everything because of you. What's wrong with you?
I mean, not right away. I'm saying, but I'm saying like he may have healed up, but.
Put that hospital ice cream down, Magnum, and get out the bed.
Get your ass to Roanoke and get in that building. There's 12,000 people out there.
Daddy. If you will.
If you will. Your payoff, listen, I'll give you a little bit more on your payoff. If you get out of this hospital bed right now.
There's going to be a little something extra in your envelope, if you will.
You know,
when you pull up to the pay one day.
I give you $10 more.
I give you $10 more at the gate. I'll sell you some I'll make another t-shirt for you.
If you know,
I remember when after that, Dusty was coming out to the ring, and then you see Nikita Koloff following him. And everybody thought Nikita Koloff was about to jump Dusty. And they had no idea they was about to wrestle together.
Oh, that's too funny. I could imagine that happening. I could see that.
If you could be a fly on the wall for that, when
Dusty visited him at the hospital.
In a bar right now, cursing, and then him starting a fight with Ole Anderson in the bar. Don't get me started, you racist son of a bitch.
God damn it.
Our meal ticket is in the hospital right now. This is risky business. Risky business.
Oh, God.
And Jim Crockett with those big-ass deer in headlight eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
Not knowing what to do. Oh, man. Wrestling is a unique business, and we're going to enjoy some uniqueness tomorrow. And yeah. Like I said, we'll be back on the air at the conclusion of one of the shows. Whatever goes off the air last, probably, I have a feeling it's going to be NXT, but...
Yes, baby.
But we'll definitely be on the air. We'll recap everything that we saw. And
Thomas Rich was better than Tommy Rich. I'm just saying.
I would give you that. I'll give you that. I'll give you that much.
Well, I forgot his nickname, Thomas Rich. But he went from Wildfire Tommy Rich to, I mean, Terrence Taylor was the computerized man.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Well, Thomas Rich.
And by the way, I don't know if this is if you're going to produce a documentary on an old school wrestler, please help them with their appearance, because I watched the Adrian Street documentary on the network a couple of weeks ago, and Adrian had his nose hairs all up in our face. Could you at least have trimmed his damn? Yeah, because the reason why I bring that up is because he wrestled Terry Taylor and kissed Terry Taylor in a match to win the Mid-South Television title. That's how he won the match. But anyways, yeah, Adrian Street's nose hairs dominated that damn documentary. Anyways.
I want to be known as a computerized man.
Oh, by the way, WWE Backstage, hosted by Renee Young and Booker T, premieres October, I believe.
Next week, right?
It's next week on FS1, I believe at 10 o'clock at night. So
after SmackDown or before?
No, it's on a separate night.
During the week.
During the week.
Before a replay of Undisputed.
Yeah.
Skill! Brock Lesnar shouldn't have beat up that boy like that, Skill!
Well, I guess Booker T can fill in for Shane.
Skill. Wow. He pulled him out the audience, Skill.
Well, I want to thank everyone.
Put him in the ambulance, Skill.
Oh, man.
Hold but on. I ain't going to say that,
Skill. How does somebody named Skip get a wife named Ernestine?
That sounds like a broad. You, the one of your broad name.
You know, old name like Ernestine or Bueller or
Claritha.
I never heard of Claritha.
Geraldine.
That's an older name.
That's Flip Wilson right there. But anyways,
Esther. Shirley.
Shirley's not that old name.
Mabel.
Mavis.
Mavis in the blue note. Oh my God.
What's that?
Mavis. Doretha.
Dorothea.
Doretha.
Yeah.
Dorothy.
Agnes.
So if you know you done dated some. Dorothy.
Artith.
Edith.
Dorothy's not that old name. Agnes kind
of
old, yeah.
What was the mama name on Sophia?
Oh, I don't know.
Bueller.
Ursula. Oh,
you already know that. Bertha.
Yeah, I said Bertha.
Martha.
No, Martha's not an old name.
What?
Listen, I don't see too many 20-year-olds walking around named Martha.
Exactly.
Come on, Martha is the most famous name there is. That's Bruce Wayne's mother and Superman's mother.
It's also George Washington's wife's name.
That's right, yeah. Martha Washington.
Yeah, from 1770 something. But anyways,
exactly. Name been around
for a long time. Anyways,
Mavis.
Oh man, Mavis. Yeah, I want to thank everybody in the chat. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. Everybody listening live tomorrow night, 10:15. We'll be back on the air recapping what happened during AEW and NXT. A replay of the Shiny Wizards is coming up next. Stick around for that. Have a good night, everybody. Gotta keep my head up, never get that lost, 'cause I'm living this life, now it's all I know. Life, oh, it's the life I chose. Yes, right, yes, this will be a step up everywhere I go. Now he's screaming my name after every show. Like, oh, it's the life I chose. Yes, right, yes, one life, one choice, gotta do it right. One chance of proving to the world that he was right. Like a match waiting for a spark to ignite. Sitting in minute and thinking if you'll make it through the night. And rise up like a phoenix flying through the light. Or shine once like a shooting star losing sight. You seem